You didn't discover that you had a talent until when? When did you discover that you really had a talent? Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, what's going on? I got to hear an answer from this gentleman. Okay. Your mic is not muted or anything like that. Waymaker?
I can't hear him.
I cannot hear you either, sir. So, I tell you what we're going to do. Let's try to get that fixed. And why don't we go to another one of, let's see, your songs.
Whoa.
Oh.
I see you out throwing that dance for a girl.
Oh.
But I need you to do something for me and my boy G. Listen up to your baby.
Women, hold
it. Don't you hide with it. Gonna party all your blues away. Party all your blues away. Baby, stay with it. Don't you play with it. Gonna party.
Is that Gina Jones?
Next day. Party
what?
Don't you hide
are you
with
serious
it
right now?
Going and party all your blues away.
I love it.
Your blues away with it. Don't you play with it. Gonna party all into the next day. Party into the next day. She was out on that dance floor, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she knew what to do.
Yeah. Oh,
with other men.
Hey, Jennifer, he's back.
They had no clue. Yeah. But baby, I'm a man. And I know just what to do.
Man, look. Are you serious
baby,
right now?
Giddy up, cause I can't get
come
enough.
On.
Don't you play with it. Gonna party all into the next day. Party into the
baby,
next night with it. Don't you hide with it. Going and party all your blues away. Party all your blues
baby,
away.
Stay with it.
Don't you play with it. Gonna party all into the next day. Party into the
me
next day.
Hey, pretty lady. Meet me on the day.
Come on.
My favorite tune.
Man, look.
And I wanna get my groove. Come on, baby. I've been drinking this liquor all night long. I wanna get in my groove. Get me in my groove. You and me, baby. Baby. Getting down tonight. Don't play with me, baby. Make
man,
me feel alright.
Hey, hey, bro. I am dancing. That's why my camera's off right now. No, well, you know what?
Party all into the next day. Party into the baby side.
Here we go.
Don't you mind it. Go and party all your blues away. Party all your blues away. Don't you play with it. Gonna party all into the next day. Party into the baby side. Don't you hide with it. Gonna party all your blues.
That's the reason why we can't have
baby, stay with it. Don't you play with it. Gonna party all into the next day. Party into baby,
stay
with it. Don't you hide with it. Gonna party all your blues.
You better ask somebody.
Party all your blues. Baby, stay with it.
Wait, Megan, will you tell Doug B don't play? I don't know.
You definitely don't play. But it is for this
thing.
Don't get it out of you. Don't get it out of you.
Whoa! Oh.
Oh. Oh, man. Absolutely.
Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way we do it here on the Buzz.
This is
that's for certain.
Man,
Mr. If you don't know, if you don't know, you better ask about it. I think I'm going to put that on TikTok, too. Damn right. Why not? Let's get back to our guest. It's the reason why we call this Monday Night Madness, right?
Yeah.
Breeze, I want you to tell us, so going from somebody who home to where you are right now, and the music behind that, I recognize the gentleman that you were with. Oh, boy. Good Lord. What can I say about this guy? Like I said, I started off gentleman. Geeta Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw him. I was backstage a couple of weeks ago. And I was in Florence, South Carolina. Geeta Jones. Sir Charles Jones. King George was there. Okay. TK Soul. Oh, my goodness. And I had the privilege of going backstage. And Geeta Jones, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
Humble. And I'm finding out the artists that you are associated with, wait, these are all really, really nice people.
Yeah.
And great, great artists. And we are dedicated to do what, Wade?
Introduce them to the world. Make sure the talent meets the world on Studio W The Buzz. We're committed to that.
We're absolutely
I think
right.
We're doing a great job so far, but we're going to keep pursuing this commitment.
And you know, and guess what? And get gooder and gooder.
And gooder.
Got one more song. Let's do this one right here. And yeah. We'll come back. And then we're going to talk more and conversate with Breeze. Mr. Do Too Much. Come on, son.
Come on. Cause not only come on. I love cougars, but I love me a big old girl.
Tell them, hey.
I need a big old girl with some big old thighs.
Want my big girls.
Big,
want
big girls. Girls, cause they know how to ride.
Ride,
ride, ride. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, big girls. Come on, big girls. Want my big girls.
I need a girl with some meat on my bone. Loves to get it on. When I come home late, she let me bury my bone. Ooh, that big girl knows she got it going on. Them big girls, yeah, they know what I like. You extra pounds, baby, give me a bite. So tonight, baby, it's just me and you. So you baby.
me a big batch of chicken, man. We can go back to I just need me a big old girl.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I think the, as they say in the country, I think the young man is a little mannish.
Yeah. like a whole lot. Yeah, absolutely. Jennifer was, say, play the song that if he ain't hitting it right. Oh my goodness, Jennifer. Oh. Oh my God. Hey, Kim Rogers out of Longview, Texas. I know you dialed in. Seven up. Hey, girl, you are always there. Okay. And Beverly Haynes out of Southern California. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, Breeze.
Yes, sir.
I'm still blown away. Your transition. So you've been, performing. Did you start recording in 2009?
No. Actually, I was doing music. I was just rapping. You know, I was doing my little rap thing. You know?
Oh.
I started doing music a long time ago. But okay. I just wasn't singing. I was rapping. Now I started when we had two tape players. We played a beat off one and record on the other tape. And we sit there and do this with the mic until we got us a computer, a little Radio Shack, Hasbro Pro, and we started recording on the computer. So I've been recording for a long time, so I built my skills as far as engineering and writing. I've always had them skills. It was just the singing part didn't come along. And even when I first started singing to people, I wouldn't dare get on a record. I would write you something, but I wouldn't get on a record.
So what was that point when you said, look, I need to start singing my own stuff?
I did the group thing in college, and it was like whenever you're in a group, you know, you may have one person doing this, you may have one person doing that. So it was never in sync for real. And then I went and I tried to start doing some more music when I got in Georgia, and I was working with some people, and it just wasn't mixing well. But I just decided I was just going to go out and start doing my own music as far as this Folk Southern Soul, like an R&B style music. Uh-huh. And then if something didn't happen, it was on me. If something didn't get recorded, it was on me. If something happened, it all fell on me. So I just started my own little career, and I started moving in that direction. And started doing my little R&B thing, but that didn't work out, you know.
Right. You know, I like I said, I am fascinated with your story. It really amazes me from where you've been. What I really want to ask about also, that background. Musical background. Now, do you have other people like singing different parts sometime, or you singing all of the parts, and the musicians that are backing you up? Where do these cats come from?
Now, as far as the singing part, I do all the harmonies, and I do all the
see, that's amazing.
Singing on the record. Now, as far as the instrumental, I've built relationships with different guys throughout the business. It started as one person that was D Ford, and a lot of people know him now. But as I've gone on in this industry, I've networked with a lot of beat producers. And I got a lot of them. I can just call them and, hey, man, I need this. I'm going to send you some vocals over. I'll send them some job vocals.
Wow.
They'll send the beat back to me. Or sometimes they'll have some already ready, and I got an idea. I got a whole note full of ideas. Like you just got finished saying, Manish. You know, I'm going to write that down. Matter of fact, let me write it down. You know, so that's an idea. I turn the tick on and go and get the tick, tick, tick. And I'll just start singing the Manish verse out. And then I'll send it to somebody like Flo B, Dun Dula, B4. Right. So I forgot what I was saying. Sometimes I get off track. But yeah, now as far as the instruments, I wanted to build a studio to where if I wanted something unique on a record,
right?
I got an electric guitar, I got an acoustic guitar, I got an electric acoustic, I have a keyboard here, I got drums, I got a saxophone, I got two keyboards, And so if I wanted something unique, they could come to the studio, plug right into this interface, and play it on the track. And I pay them, and that's it. But I haven't had anybody to do that, but I do have the capability to be able to do it.
Wow.
And hopefully one day I'll be able to do it myself. Like I said, I'm on that old guitar. It's going to be strumming here.
Right.
I'm trying to get it done in 2024. You know, so.
Hey, you know, based on your energy and your belief in yourself, do you know that transition and transpires throughout your friends, but also through these airways right here? Because I believe everything that you said based on where you started and where you are now. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to have, and you're on a journey to having a successful career. All right? I believe it, man. I just love your music. Waymaker.
Right.
Yes, Bree, let me ask you a question as well. Mm-hmm. you have penetrated the market with your brand. So, and I see it happening, and I can only imagine that this time next year, at this very date, I look forward to seeing where you're going to be at in this market. What will you tell up-and-coming artists to kind of give them heads up on the challenges that they'll be meeting in this industry?
I got a lot of things I can say to them, but I'm going to say the number one thing is to, because there in Southern Soul, there's no big labels out there that's going to put money behind you. And if you're coming in dry, you ain't got no money. Of course, you don't have people backing you. You have to be able to rely on yourself. And fortunately for me, I was able to build these skills to be able to produce myself, write and sing all the records and all that. But you have to be able to I like to call DIY, do it yourself. You know,
yeah.
I come in here and I invest money into a studio. It ain't got to be nothing big and extravagant. Just get you an interface, get you a nice computer that'll hold the you know, has the right RAM and all that. Get you a microphone and get at it. You know, like this is a CD burner right here next to me. I burn and make all my own CDs.
Right.
A printer that prints off, you know, I can make my own album covers and all that.
Yeah.
Just all different types. I got a Cricut machine over here where I can make my own Breeze Miss Do Too Much shirts. And it's just a whole bunch of more stuff. Basically what I'm saying is be able to rely on yourself, because I think what a lot of people get confused is they want people to get behind them automatically. And I don't care what nobody say, that's not human instinct. You know, we're not just going to back somebody just unless, you know, it's your family or something like that. People, you have to be able to build your brand. You got to be able to invest in yourself and believe in yourself first, you know.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient, because I got a long way to go. But every time one record don't work, guess what? I'm back when I get off the road on Friday. And if I got enough time on Saturday, I'm in this studio. I'm recording a song, and I'm going back to work on Sunday. I get one day off, and I'm really working on that day. But anyways, continue to work on yourself, somebody tell you that you can't do it, go the other way. Let it go in one end, out the other.
Absolutely. Because
I've been told that too. So
right.
Yeah, listen to it.
We definitely appreciate your dedications and patience and your determination, and not looking back.
Man, it's powerful. Your story is so powerful. And it doesn't matter whether it's music, art, entertainment, business, education, whatever it is. If you came from something and you realize a dream and you are making a difference and an impact. And again, I'm going back to something I said probably 45 minutes ago, is that to you, the monetary benefit is secondary to you. And that's what I love about you and your story, bro. So I'm going to talk to the Waymaker off air and find out how soon we can get you back on this network, if that's okay with you.
Right.
Okay, let's
do it. Now, I will say this. I don't want to get people confused. For me, this is a long-term investment. This ain't something that's short-term I want to make money real quick. I know that if I continue down this road, I continue doing what I'm doing, the money will come. And then, but you got to also realize this for all the artists, anybody that's watching, it may never come. You got to understand. You may never get to where you're trying to go, but and you just got finished talking about business. That's how business is. You may get into business and never become successful, but because you had a dream, you was willing to chase it. That's what really matters. You can't be focused on just I got to get it. I got to get it. But just do what you love to do, and it should fall into place. But that's the risk you're willing to take.
Right.
Well, that's called to me, self-satisfaction.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're doing something.
Because I've always listened to my own music. I get it. I've always had a studio.
Wow.
And I record 10 songs, and nobody in this world probably ever heard them except for me. I do it because I love to do it. And now in return, I do make a little money, but, you know, right now it's about, like I said, building that brand and like how I was in Houston.
Right.
Some of those people in that building did not know me. But when I walked out that door, they knew Mr. Do Too Much. And that's what it was about. And that's, to me, that's better than money. Especially right now. It's way better than money.
You know, I tell you what, I would buy a ticket to your concert in a heartbeat.
And you're going to get a show. I'm telling you. I don't know about the other artists on the show. I don't know who you're going to come to. But if you see me, every dime is going to be worth it.
It's no doubt in my mind. That's why you still own here. This is D. Saunders.
Come on.
I'm a good man. Come on. Come on.
Ride with me, y'all. Ride with me.
Heard that you ain't been getting no loving. Baby daddy and Pac-Man went his way.
I'm looking for a drought.
All alone with no kissing and hugging. You need to know it's time to unwind. I need you to be mine. I've been waiting a while to let your heart heal. But I gotta let you know how I feel. Girl, I'm a good man. Tell me that you're scared of starting over. Locked your heart and won't let no one in. But baby, you can't judge me by them others. All I ask for time to show I am who you need in your life. If you open your heart, baby girl, you might see.
Give it up,
turn it loose. And I ain't too hard to find. Hey, said I'm a good man. Yeah, ain't too hard to find. No. Said I'm a good man. And I ain't too hard to find.
We go down the hall, y'all.
In my life, all in my life. Girl, I want you. Baby, I need you. In my life, all in my life. Baby, girl, I'm a good man. Hard to find. And I ain't too hard to find. Hard to find.
Oh, you, y'all. Monday night, man. Yes, sir. That's a Bad Hit by Dee Sutters.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the right one. Jay Shanae.
You know,
Waymaker, I had to do it.
That's the boy.
I had to do it.
And I might have said some things that I shouldn't have said. See, no matter how much the load,
I already did.
Wash it down with my
nerve. You know what? I went to the black market. I got some.
10 years, 3 kids, and a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woo!
I gave them all
come
of
on.
My love. You see, if he would slip, I would fall. Had a few ups and downs along the way.
Good Lord.
See, when bills came due, he didn't last to pay.
This ain't fair.
But something went wrong.
Come on.
See, we had a love fight. I had too much to say. I'm here to tell him, ain't nobody gonna love the boy quite like I do. Search all around the world, all around the world, looking for a girl, looking for a girl. I'll be waiting here on you. See, ain't nobody gonna love you. Ain't nobody gonna love you. You can search all around, looking for a girl. I'll be waiting here on you. Let a sister talk to you for a minute. Ooh. See, I know sometimes I can be a little much to do with.
Come on.
But I'm a wife.
Wow.
A mother. Your sister. Your brother. Anything you need.
Ooh.
But baby, trust in me. Boy, I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it.
Jay.
I wrote this song. Trust in me.
Good
this love was meant to be. Through ups and downs, down and ups, I got your back. You can trust. See, you know that I love you, baby.
Ain't nobody gonna.
And I want you to come on
yeah.
home.
Ain't nobody gonna
oh.
love like I do.
I'm telling you, you can search
all around the world.
Hey, Waymaker.
Sometimes, but I know
Waymaker.
Oh, you were just trusting me, baby.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You grabbing the heart pump or something? Wait.
Everything
come on.
It's gonna be alright. See, no, I'm not perfect.
Come on.
But boy, you know I'm worth it. Didn't rehearse it, so I'm sorry, baby. Oh,
incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, look, it's hard for me to even position right. Good, that was Jay Shanae.
I want to dedicate this song to all the men of the world. Fellas, if you ever had a love, I mean, really been brokenhearted.
The change, man.
I want you to know today that I feel your pain. You see, not too long ago, I found out that my baby was slipping on the job. And I had to tell her something like this. If you love me.
Come on, son.
Why don't you show me?
Wait a minute, let me sit up in this chair here.
If you care for me, why aren't you there for me?
Tell me,
what are you giving me? What is this you're giving me, baby?
That ain't love.
Show ain't love.
That ain't love.
Yeah. Oh no. And if you love me,
go ahead.
Why did you break my trust? And why did you let the little things, oh, the petty things, baby, come right in between us? Tell me,
tell me,
what are you giving me, baby?
That ain't love.
Cause it's shown up. Tell you this here. You see, people say that when you're in love, you feel butterflies. But let me tell you, and all of them folks, baby, that ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. See, love me.
You might as well stop the presses.
Why did you break my heart? Baby, you took my whole world. You took my whole world. Oh, and you tore it all apart. Oh, baby. Tell me, what are you giving me? Baby,
I'm getting ready to walk out of the studio right now.
If we ain't got trust, baby,
I've got to make a visit.
We ain't got nothing, baby.
Woo.
I don't want it, and I don't need
G-A.
It. Got me crying in the midnight. Hey, tell me, baby.
Man, where you at?
Tell me, what is this you've given me? What you want me to do with this? What you want me to do
always
with this? Oh, baby, that ain't love. That ain't love. Oh, no.
And
got the church just talking about
a pure musical extravaganza. listening to Monday Night Madness, folks. Waymaker?
I'm right here.
I knew you there.
I'm right here. I'm just, I don't know whether to cry or shout. Look, I'm in between.
And can you imagine? Can you imagine? Okay, hey, Breeze.
Yes, sir.
If the world heard what we're doing here, okay? If the world heard what we're doing here, we're not talking about Hollywood. We're producing this on our own, and that's the way it should be, okay? But if the world heard about you, heard about D.A. the Waymaker, heard about W.B., heard about the Buzz, because this network is a variety network. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. We even have a teen show. So I would love to invite you on the teen show, but I don't think we could play your music on that one, sir.
But one thing you left off, WB.
What is that?
We global.
Global.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Worldwide.
So. Including us. Now, Wimick and I, we already do that because we are global. It's StudioW.Buzz. StudioW.Buzz. You can hear us in Italy. As a matter of fact, I was in Italy several years ago, and I was tuned into my station. And this white cat come up to me because I had my headphones on, and I'm jamming. He said, hey, man, how are you? Really a cool cat, right? And I said, I'm cool, man. What's going on? He said, you are having a great time out here all by yourself. It was nice. I was in Venice. Okay. And he said, what are you listening to? I said, I'm listening to my station, man. And he looked at me, your station? I said, yeah, my station. And so he, after all of that puzzlement, I said, okay, let me ask you a question. What kind of music you like? He said, man, I love Michael Jackson. I said, okay. I called the United States, called my engineer at that time. Now, she had to wake up. It was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. I said, Maria, I hope you're listening, daughter. You know this story to be true. I said, put on some Michael Jackson. Okay. And she did. I gave this guy my headphones, and he looked at me like, damn. We are global, brother. We are definitely global. And so I'm just having a blast. Hope you are also. And I wanted to extend this because we want you around for just a little bit, because I think I have about 2 songs. I think this is one of them.
Listen up, girls.
I think this is one of them.
180 and up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on,
cause not only do I love cookies, but
it's the Breeze. I think it's one of yours. I think so, huh?
What my big girl? What my big girl?
And we played that earlier, didn't we? Well, damn. Oops. Oops.
Come on, big girl.
I apologize.
What my big girl? I need a girl.
There you go.
Loves to get
you ain't gotta apologize.
When I come home, let she let me bury my bones. Ooh, that big girl knows she got it going on. Them big girls, yeah, they know what I like. You want 2 pounds, baby, give me a
bite.
So tonight, come baby, on. It's just me and you.
Oh,
so
you
already know what to do.
Woo!
Come on.
Night Madness. WBADA. The Waymaker.
Come on, big girls. Come on, big girls. Where my big girls?
BBW. Baby, let me welcome you.
Come on.
If you a BBW.
Come on,
baby,
guys.
Let me rub on you.
This is how we
do
it.
If you're a BBW, yeah, baby, let me love on you.
Man.
If you're a BBW, let me put this bone in you.
I need a big old girl with some big old
eyes. Yeah.
I'm a big girl. I'm a big girl. Girls, cause they know how to ride.
I'm a big girl.
Yeah.
Baby, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, big girls. Come on, big girls. I'm a big girl.
Oh my goodness, man, yeah. Oh yeah. Man, it ain't nothing but a party.
Right here?
Yeah, Jennifer, send your music. You said she wanted to know if she could send her music. Send it to The Waymaker, okay? Contact The Waymaker, and Waymaker.
I can make that happen.
All right, okay, all right.
We'll make it happen.
All right. There's no question here. I've got to ask.
Okay.
Breeze.
Yes, sir.
Is we having fun yet?
Hey, we having fun. We having fun, especially when you playing at Breeze. I'm always having fun.
I know that's right. And so, but the question is, I got to ask you, you may have been on interviews before, yes, yeah or nay, but have you ever been on live on a conversation before?
No, well, not quite like this. You know what I'm saying? not quite like this. You know what I'm saying? So, but every interview that I did kind of bring their own uniqueness. So, and that's what's good about most interviews, especially if it's unique like this one. You know, so
right. Yeah, we all about, Waymaker and I talk to Waymaker every day, at least. Sometimes two times, sometimes three, sometimes four times, sometimes five. So you get the idea.